In the countryside south of Paris, a new biogas plant almost blends into the horizon. It was set up by six local farmers, including Luc Janotin, to convert their farm waste into energy. Each day they dump crops, vegetables and other organic matter into the system.
Every day we put 30 tons of waste into this container. It goes up into the grinder, water is added, and then it's all pumped into the fermenter where the gas is produced.
The plant is an extra source of revenue for the farmers whose work, says Luc, is at the mercy of an increasingly unpredictable climate. But it's also now playing a role in helping Europe to reduce its reliance on Russian gas.
The government 5 years ago set a goal that France would produce 100% of its gas by 2035. We're not there yet, of course, but what we're doing helps us become more autonomous in terms of our energy needs.
The gas is purified into biomethane that is cleaner than natural gas. It's then fed into a pipeline to the nearby town of Rambouillet.
The gas produced at the farm helps to heat hundreds of homes in this town, as well as the swimming pool and the hospital.
In France, three new biogas plants are switched on each week as private and public investment in the sector has increased in recent years.
We need to develop these types of energy as part of the work we're doing in this region to transition to more sustainable sources like biogas.
As the EU tries to wean itself off Russian gas in response to the war in Ukraine, biogas alone can't fulfil the bloc's immediate energy needs. But it's clearly part of the picture and a step towards a more sustainable future. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Rambouillet, France.